Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday if you are listening to this podcast on a Friday. It's been a long week. For some of us, it's been longer than others, it seems like. It just seems every day should have been a Friday, but it wasn't yet. But now we're finally here. So today I want to talk about over toilet storage. So you know how you have in the bathroom, sometimes you have those cabinets or shelves just stored over the toilet. Some of you like to put little knickknacks and things like that on there. So I want to talk about that today and whether that could be useful or is it just clutter or whatnot. So let's just talk. I've seen a couple of the pictures and they're really cute. There's a couple of different ones you can find at like Wayfair, for example. It's a metal storage shelf, if you will, with then wooden shelves, which looks really nice. And most of the time when you use these types of things, it's because you don't have enough storage elsewhere in the bathroom. So I would say I would kind of argue the need for that. Because normally what really should be on there is if you really need to have something there because you can't store it anywhere else, would be like maybe some hand towels or a box of tissues or maybe some lotion or something like that. So you can use that to put, you know, if you have have limited storage in the bathroom, but really the cabinet under the sink should really be your storage for those kinds of supplies. If you need to, you can sometimes change them out. I know we've actually had to do that for our bathroom for the kids. We ended up changing out because it used to be a one sink, one cabinet. Well, we ended up getting a double sink put in there. So it came out with two drawers that we got from IKEA, and they open, like pull out drawers, not doors that just open up to an empty hole. Because when you open up to a cabinet, there's no shelves in there normally, or, you know, the, plumbing gets in the way. You're just like, oh, I can't put anything back here. So I totally understand if your cabinet storage, when you open the doors, is just one flat surface, you can't use it to help you store stuff because then you need another shelf or something like an insert or something like that. And I totally understand where that comes from. But if you have the opportunity to change out the sink cabinet where it could be drawers, or maybe you have the space to add drawers, like maybe a cabinet and a drawer on the side, that could be something to help segregate and store other things. So the over the toilet wall shelves, those are going to be open shelves type of thing. So you just got to be careful of the clutter that can build up on there. If you have a cabinet, then yes, that's going to be easier to kind of hide, but it's bulky. And that's the only thing you got to worry about is making sure you secure it to the wall so it doesn't fall over on you in the bathroom, because that can get really embarrassing too and just hurt you. And so if you don't have a medicine cabinet, maybe that's some place that you put your things there in that cabinet. That might be an option for you. Or sometimes there's a combination of both where you have a cabinet up on top and a shelf underneath, an open shelf underneath it. So there's many different ways that you can use that over toilet storage to help you store your things, in plain sight, right? I like to hide my shoes in the front foyer in plain sight. There's a cabinet in there with doors, so you see the cabinet, but you don't realize there's a whole bunch of shoes back there. So same thing with the bathroom. So just be aware of what kinds of things you want to put in there. Make sure you secure it to the wall, and that it is something that you really do need because you can't use the storage under the toilet for some reason, or under the sink, sorry, for some reason. Maybe you have a pedestal sink, and there's just no room for a cabinet underneath. We've had that before too, where we moved in and it looks like a pedestal sink, but it's really not. It's just the plumbing, it's just all into the wall, and there's space underneath it. So you can still put a cabinet underneath to store stuff. So When it comes to staging, though, I would just remove that over the storage, over the toilet storage, because again, then it gives the impression that there is not enough storage and you're just cluttering up the space. What you can do at that point, then, when you once you remove it, because it's just for decorative purposes, is then you can still have a painting you can put above it. Some people have had, you know, floating shelves above the toilet, and you can do that too, if that's something that you want to do. So those are just some options to help you with storage in the bathroom, because I know sometimes you're very limited on what you have. And there's so many unique ones that you can use. If it's not, you know, a shelving unit, then floating shelves may be your better bet too. So those are all just different kind of options to help you get a little creative with color too. If you want something maybe more warm tones with warm wood colors or gray or white, you know, so there's so many different things out there, whether it's wooden or metal or, you know, anything in between. So those are just some things to think about. But when you do sell your house, I would highly recommend removing that, because again, it just clutters up the space and again, makes it seem like you don't have enough storage and you don't want that impression. Okay. Okay, so if you do need help with staging your home, I do have something called the staging snapshot, which if you are just struggling with one room, you just send me a picture of that one room, and you don't need to pay for a whole staging consultation for the whole entire house. This is just for one room. And you send me a picture, and I reply back with a room layout if we need to move furniture around, items to add or remove. And then if we need to talk about wall colors and changing that, I can give you options for that as well. So if that's something that you think you need, you're going to be selling your house soon, I'd love to help you out with that. And your German tidbit for today is, the bathrooms here are very minimalist. They actually don't come with cabinets. You're lucky if you actually get, you know, the toilet and the sink that's in there. And that's it. The cabinets, if you're lucky, they don't, you know, come with it. You're going to have to find something on your own, which is what we had to do. And then when we move out, we're going to have to either try and sell them or, you know, donate them or something like that to the landlord and say, hey, these worked really well in here. If you want to sell these to, you know, the next owners, next renters, you know, that's an option for you. But it's very minimalist in their bathrooms, and there is no storage. There is no linen closet anywhere, even whether in the bathroom or in the hallway. There is no such thing as those kinds of closets. So if you are going to be bringing lots of linen to Germany, I would start paring down now, or be aware that you're going to need to get a shelving unit or something like that to kind of store that kind of stuff someplace else, because there is no room for anything else. And oh, by the way, their towel racks are not your typical towel racks. Oh my gosh, they're not the, you know, the bars that we're used to, like the 24 inches that you can kind of hang over the towels and stuff like that. They have these funky contraptions, at least in my house, where it kind of sticks out like a long bar on one end, and it's about 2 feet long. It's metal, and it has looks like a prong, two prongs that kind of separate metal pieces. So you can hang towels on either of those two prongs. So all you have space for is two towels that are so close together that you really can't air them out and dry them out. It's just basically worthless in my mind. Maybe I'm not using it right. But they don't have towel bars here. It's amazing. They have certain different ones, or freestanding ones, which is what I had to get for my other kids. They have like the hooks that you can put on in certain bathrooms, so you can hang your coat or your towel that way. But yeah, don't be surprised if you do not find a towel bar in your bathroom at all. So that's your German tidbit for today. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I will talk to you again later.